I don't think this person with me is going to speak, but
you don't.
No, they've had a head trauma. My head is absolutely splitting on one side.
Really?
And in front of me, I am. There's a massive pool of blood in front of me.
Oh, do you think it's a rescue?
Yeah. But I don't think they're going to speak. I don't know. I can't remember what Cho said. Do they realise what's happened to them? No. No, because I'm feeling quite... They're feeling quite panicky.
Yeah. Well, there's no need to panic. Whatever happened there has caused them to pass into spirit. In other words, they've died.
No, you silly, I haven't died. I just got a bad head. Yeah, I just got a bad head. You need to get me an ambulance and quick, because I'm bleeding here to death.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
Nobody seems to take any notice of me. Look at it. Look at all this blood in front of me.
Yes. Well, what we'll do is we'll try and put you on the right road. Now, did you ever wonder what would happen when you did die? Did you think about it sometimes?
No.
No?
No, I'm 28. Why am I going to think about... No.
No, I understand. At 28, no. You wouldn't be thinking about that, would you? But...
There's all these blokes just stood around me.
Yeah, okay.
I'm on the... Why aren't they doing anything for me?
People have stood around you.
Yeah, all my work colleagues have stood around me. But look at them all, they're not doing anything. I need an ambulance. This is all cut. Oh!
Yeah. If I put my hand there...
No, don't, you'll get covered.
No, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. But I want you to think about what I'm doing. And the pain's gone.
Yeah.
If you put your hand up there now, the blood's gone.
It's dry.
You feel absolutely fine.
Yeah, I do. Oh. Well, what went on there then?
Well, going back to what I said first of all, I know you're 28, but a lot of people die young as well, don't they? And it doesn't matter. Because you live on in spirit. You've gone back home. But you've gone back to where your spirit belongs. You'll see all your loved ones that you may, like grandparents and so on, maybe. Have you got a grandparent in spirit? No? Anyone you know? Auntie? Uncle? A friend?
There's a neighbour.
A neighbour?
Mm-hmm.
You were fond of that neighbour?
Well, I knew him. Mm. He was nice. He's nice to us. Yeah, I knew him.
Good.
But I don't... No, I don't know any... Not really know. No. I'm confused. All these blokes are still stood around.
You sure they're workmates? Are they...
Oh.
Very friendly looking people. Very, very friendly. And kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're waiting to help you move into the next life. We can't die. We only leave the body behind. We take on a new body and then live in spirit.
Really?
Hmm. You won't stop. You can still see your parents. You can visit them. Maybe they'll sense that you're there. You can help them in some ways if they need help.
I think I'm
so
in shock.
So you still live on.
I'm in shock, I think. It's
yeah,
not
it is a bit of a shock at that age.
No, it's
you just need.
Anyway, there's one chap. Holding out his hand, I've got to go with him. So, yeah, I'll go with him.
And yeah, you'll be happy.
He can sort it out for me, can't he?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you'll be happy
I'll
again.
I have to tell somebody.
He'll show you.
Okay.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, I'll go with him.
Yeah.
All the pain's gone.
Good. All of it. Good.
Yeah, I'll go with this guy here, all right?
Yeah, good.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, and enjoy yourself.